townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 5.5 minutes after the 7 o'clock here on the 12th of March, 2018. The news always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, same great in great humidor, walk-in humidor, same great service. Super people. Okay, good morning there.
I have my sunglasses on.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob. And?
Well, at least they're my prescription sunglasses. I'm tearing around trying to find my glasses, you know.
Would you like to borrow a pair of cheaters?
Yes, I probably would.
I know where your glasses are. They're on my side of the bed.
Okay, well, I did collect them this morning. But, hey, are your clocks changed? Turn back.
Yeah, that's what my problem
is. If you're just
right
now getting up, you're late for work, baby.
I looked down at my car clock, and of course I didn't change it, and I said 6 o'clock. Okay. Anyway, I do have my shades on with my prescriptions for this moment, because it is the weather update, currently 45 degrees. Today is a 20% chance of rain after 11. Partly sunny with a high near 66. How about that day yesterday? Was that just a glorious day? Fabulous.
It was spectacular.
So tonight, rain, low of around 52. Tomorrow calls for heavy rain on Tuesday with our highs of 55 and lows of 41. Then as we progress through Wednesday, showers likely with a high of 45 and a low of 40. Thursday calls for a high of 52 with showers likely with lows of 40 on Thursday night. As we progress through the week, chance of rain again on Friday, chance of rain on Friday night and on Saturday. So, hey, you know what? We can turn our sprinklers off. That's what I'm getting out of this. And no big storms, it looks like. Thursday's a chance of a thunderstorm. But that's the weather forecast brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
I can't.
365-3793.
I can't. You know what? The sunglasses kind of set it off. It's like you had a tough weekend. Okay.
Bob,
this is like a walk of shame thing.
No.
I'm wearing the same clothes I did last night, and I have to wear my sunglasses.
How was your weekend, Bob?
My weekend was good. Well, mixed bag, because one of our fur babies is it's time
Magoo.
To let him go.
So. Magoo. Yeah. Remember Magoo? The little
snowshoe.
Snowshoe. Yeah. You know, that's, we're sad.
So gosh. It's that tough thing where it's time to say farewell to someone who's been an unconditional friend for many, many years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And all pet owners end up facing this. Hey, while you were on the subject of our seasonal happenings here, of course, Shasta Dam is now just 40 feet from the top.
Oh, well, it's going to get a lot closer. And by the way, we had friends up here this weekend, and they said we went to have we had breakfast
at Mosaic,
and they said, "Gosh, you know, let's go over and look at where the conveyor belt started there at Shasta, you know, for Shasta Dam." So we end up going to Shasta Dam and getting a tour of the dam. And we've never done that
before.
In 10 years, we've never done that.
And by the way, it's free.
And it's fun.
And it was wonderful. It was very informational. And there's enough concrete, what I took away from it, one of the statistics, there's enough concrete in that dam that you can put a 3-foot-wide sidewalk around the world.
At the equator. So that's how much it's got more concrete in that dam than any other place.
One of the great engineering feats.
Even more than Hoover, which is, you know, much taller.
Yeah.
But it's a different kind of dam. Where this one is based off of the thickness at the bottom, and then it, you know, gets less at the top, but it's still, I mean, the tunnels there, you can drive pipes out there, you can drive a Greyhound bus through.
Yeah. The project languished for many, many years. Then along came this little event called World War II, and suddenly the project was completed. It's amazing what a motivator a war can be.
What was the biggest thing for you on that? Was it seeing how much concrete had been in it?
Yes, absolutely, and the design of it.
Yeah, the design was something.
It was. It just. Well, first of all, it's a beautiful day. When you think about the generation of, you know, generating electricity and what the dam does. Actually,
were you not in awe as you walked past those massive turbines and felt the energy?
Oh no, you could smell the ozone. Even though the guy says, "Well, no, you can't really smell ozone," and he said, "What you're smelling is the lubricating oil, the tons of it that's used for this thing." But I think the part that when you look at how that 5,000 to 6,000 people built it, and the question was, well, where'd you get the people that could do that? And he says they had just built Hoover. They came down here and they built this one, and then they went up to that other big one up in Washington State.
A lot of your Depression-era workers, the Okies, the Arkies, folks from the Deep South, all migrated here to participate in that project.
And it was great pay for them back then. He said the grunt work was done by a lot of local laborers.
Well, they said Oaks and Arks, and I thought that was funny because we watched the film ahead of time. So anyway, if you've never been, like I've been here a full 12 years now, and have not taken a tour, just like I haven't been back at Whiskeytown Falls. So that's a bucket list of things to do to really be part of the North State.
Lassen Park. Do Lassen Park.
We did do
the
Lassen
whole
Park.
Experience all that. The way out to Bumpus.
Yeah. We did all the way. We did that last year. We went the loop. And then Friday night, congratulations to the Electricians Ball. It was a sold-out event. Fantastic.
Wow.
First time ever at the new Sheraton Turtle Bay. My friends who came into town checked in there and said it was just an exquisite experience from the staff at the front desk all the way through. And then we had the most wonderful, you know, when you have a banquet, there must have been, 400 people?
Uh-huh. No, there was 200. I'll tell you what. I can tell you exactly how many. There was 237 people in there, and they had to turn away three tables.
Wow.
So, and the place was full because they could have probably put two more tables in there, but they had the stage where you were at and where you were singing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was a great event. It raised a lot of money.
Great silent auctions.
And they're saying they're going to change the name from Electrician's Ball because it's put on by the Builders Exchange. And people can come up with new names. I think the one that they were talking about was just great, the New Collar Ball.
The New Collar.
It's not Blue Collar anymore, and it's not White Collar. It's
the new
collar because
ball.
You're using your hands, but the technology
that
you need to use, you know, that you need for today's, you know, for today's buildings and architecture and all this is, so it's got a new name. I think that would be pretty cool, the New Collar Ball. But, and then Don McLean. And I have to admit, I was drug kicking and screaming because at the same time was the Wild Turkey Federation, and then you had Dancing with the Stars. You had all this. But Don McLean thoroughly entertained me.
His band was amazing. But
amazing.
One thing we didn't know besides Bye Bye American Pie and Vincent is this guy is prolific at songwriting and had written songs Elvis had recorded. One that really surprised me was
Crying. By Roy Orbison. He wrote that. Don McLean wrote that.
Not Roy Orbison. We always think it's Roy Orbison's song. So
yeah, it is. But he's written others that have been covered. I think most of the songs he sang last night. Now he's got a new album out. He says, "Yeah, it's kind of cool to have a label that wants to back a 70-year-old guy," and and he sang three songs off that. I would go buy the CD on that. I mean,
or download it on my iTunes.
I would download it, you know, officially. Yeah,
yes.
And I wouldn't pirate it. And then when he finally sang "Bye Bye American Pie," the whole audience.
And there were people that brought their kids.
Kids.
It was interesting. There were people who brought their kids, and probably. They had listened to their folks or knew that song. And anyway, so it was a really nice night at the Cascade. I know you want to talk about something else we'll bring up at another time. But
No. That's going to be, you know, no, not today. But it was just a good, it was a great night.
Right.
Yes.
It was really nice after, you know, you have your guests.
How do you finish a great night?
I know. We went to sleep on our sleep number bed. And what I like about my dual control is that I can make my setting anything I want. Well, let me tell you, my setting over the weekend was 60. This time I've gone from 60. So I've been anywhere between the 40s and 60s, and it's been great.
On your sleep number setting.
On my sleep number setting.
That's right. Well, my sleep number setting has gone from 60 to 70 and back down to 60 again. And I can tell you what, if you spring forward, right, and fall back. Well, spring forward is it's still dark now when I'm getting up. But last night, and I've also been working out. So you have these aches and pains. You're moving things around, refrigerators and stuff. And, well, we did.
Yeah.
And the so you're kind of achy. And next morning you wake up, you're just totally relaxed from this bed. And I don't know about you, but when you're cleaning and getting ready for the spring, you need a good night's sleep. Sleep Number Queen mattresses right now start at $899.99. And during the spring clearance event, you can save up to $600 on their most popular beds at Sleep Number. You know what? We have never regretted once having that bed.
Tell them Carl and Linda sent you, and they're located in the Target Shopping Center right next to the Vitamin Shop. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, The Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to ReadingCivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business is built upon. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource for making online advertising. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website or page to build a new value search, a Facebook page, listing, and 25 directories. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and families. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Everybody, I've got my sunglasses on. So, good morning on this Monday. Welcome to KCNR 1460.
We're just trying to find things here. I didn't know the mics were turned on at that point, or I probably wouldn't have been saying those things.
Casey, you're looking for a. We have a very special guest, by the way, with us this morning is Sandra Jennings, who's here to talk about the healing and the psychic fair that's happening. Of course, it's at our friend Nancy Sutton Pierce her yoga studio here downtown. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here and see you all this morning. And thank you for letting me come and speak about the Healing Psychic Fair, because we're going to be presenting different people that have special skills that help to make life be more human, to understand deeper the spiritual element in life. And there are 17 different people that are going to be at the fair. And there's two big rooms. One is at Nancy Sutton's Conscious Living Yoga, and the other is in one the smaller banquet room at the Taqueria Los Gordos next Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. And I knew there was a need for a desperate need almost for this kind of talent and way to connect with spirit here in Reading. When I went to the John Edward presentation, there were 1,000 people there. And he gave only 10 readings. So I realized people want to get in touch with the other side. And this is a beautiful way to do it. There's a psychic medium in each of the rooms that can help you to contact your loved ones that have passed over. And then, of course, I'm going to be there giving astrological readings. I answer questions using horary astrology. You ask me a question, I drop a chart, and the chart will answer your question. I can also give information about the characteristics of your birth, that's called a birth chart or a natal chart, or what's going to happen in your near future or for your next year of your life. And there are a number of Reiki healers that use energetic processes connecting to the spiritual vibration that embodies all of universe and helps you to right the conditions within your body and bring it back to as close as a human being can get to the perfect condition, perfect sense of healing. There are there's a massage therapist who's going to be giving massages there right on the premises. There's an aura reader, and there's a gentleman from Whiskey Town who reads palms. I heard you talking earlier about getting your palm read. He always comes to the fair. Reiki healers. There's a Wintu gentleman who makes herbal and oils and vinegars to keep your body strong. And they're dialed in specifically to our region because these herbs grow here locally. There's a couple of people that do things like make handcrafted jewelry using crystals. Incense that's made that you can burn at certain times of the year for certain ritual purposes, smudge kits. A lady who brings pendulums that you can use for dowsing. And I know there's a dowsing group here in Reading that's very strong.
We've had them on before.
Yes, wonderful. And then there are, as I mentioned, one of the most important things, I think, is this being able to connect to spirit. And spirit is in each of us. Each of us has an element of God within us. And frequently in our lifetimes, we move so quickly that we forget that it's present. We forget to connect to it. And it can guide us, help us make wise decisions in life. Because we slow down and enter a state where we feel more that we're communicating with our Creator, and that's what we are promoting at the Healing and Psychic Fair.
Healing and Psychic Fair, Saturday, March 17th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. $3 admission, and again,
it's at Nancy Sutton's Conscious Living Yoga, and and also at the Taqueria Los Gordos, two locations now.
Right next to each other.
They're right next to each other on Tehama Street, north end of the downtown mall. And you'll know Nancy's place because there are big blue lotus blossoms mm-hmm. in the front window.
Pretty close to our station here, walking distance.
That's right.
It's on Tehama, and it's right down from the sandwichery.
You pass by it on your way to Gordos.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, you can park in the front or the back.
We have 5 minutes left of the program to talk with you, Sandra, and we talked about this on the phone before we had you come on. Of course, we're promoting the Healing and the Psychic Fair, and somebody can come in that period of time and have a lot of fun. I know we attended one of these down at Wind River where we met you, and that you do work regularly with Nancy. But here's the question I have for you, and I'm sure many people. Is there something going on with the way that the stars and the moon and everything's lined up right now with all the havoc? There's more havoc than usual when it comes to international and also our media and how people are reacting with people just feeling like they're out of control.
Well, when you want to take a look at what's going on in the entire Earth, astrologically, we look specifically at Jupiter and at Saturn and their relationship. Every 20 years, they meet, and that's an indicator of what's going to happen in the next 20 years. We're approaching one of those meetings of Jupiter and Saturn that is going to usher in a change in society, a change in how people network with each other, and a change in how they build structure in their lives to support them. And as I said, this happens every 20 years, but there's a bigger one that's happening this time. The planet Pluto is also aligning with Jupiter and with Saturn. And Pluto, it changes everything. Pluto is mythologically the god of the underworld and of life and of death, as the god of rebirth and regeneration. So that indicates there's going to be a complete regeneration. And you know, whenever people are faced with having to change, it's difficult for them. And we're in a condition right now on the Earth where change is coming so quickly that it upsets people. People don't like to change. They like to feel stable and comfortable. And when faced with changing conditions in society or changing economic conditions, you have to be able to work with the times and change with the times, read the times. That's why it's important to use astrology or connection to spirit to find out what is the spirit of the times. How is it changing? How do I fit in with that? How do I find my place? Now, personally, on a personal level right now, and at the time of the new moon in Pisces, which is when our fair is located, when our fair is the time for our fair occurs, the sun and the moon are going to be making a relationship with both Mars and Jupiter. Mars is the god of war and tends to get people riled up or energized. And Jupiter tends to make the way easier or create a kind of a beneficial, helpful atmosphere. So it's a good time to connect with that psychic element in your life and so that you can foresee what are the problems coming up and how do I deal with them and make things better? How can I heal myself? How can I help myself? What higher forces could help to benefit me in my life?
Wow.
A lot of stuff happening.
Constantly. The world is constantly changing. And I know things that happen on the other side of the Earth in Japan, in Fukushima, say, can influence all of the Earth, the entire Pacific Ocean and the Pacific Rim. So how can we not realize that the different planets in our solar system would have a huge effect on what happens to us here on Earth? Because I'd like to say it's kind of a closed system. Everything works with each other. Each of the planetary energies or auras works with each other. And it's nice to know what the local weather is, because it's like our solar system. It's like our local weather conditions. How are these different planetary personalities interacting with each other? And how do we perceive it here on Earth in the middle of all of these giant relationships in the sky?
Okay. So 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on March 17th, you probably should get there early.
Well, I would suggest it because then you could get on the sign-up sheet for your favorite reader or healer and be sure that you get your reading. That's what's important. I want everyone to know if you get here, if you get there in time, you will get a reading. You won't be disappointed. And your $3 admission will entitle you to a drawing for a gift basket. There's a gift basket in each room that all of us have contributed to.
Fantastic.
Okay. Sandra Fleming.
Sandra Jennings.
Thank you so much for coming on this morning. We always love your energy. And when we have more time, we'll bring you back after the fair, and let's talk about that. And also, we'd love to have you do like a reading of what's happening with our politics.
I would love to do that.
Yes.
I would love to do that.
Because I know you said, I think you said Trump was going to win.
I did.
And you said big things are coming. He's going to do something that's really going to change things.
It has been happening.
Yeah, it
you
has
said
been.
That before
you did.
The election.
Before the election, yeah.
You did. So...
Maybe we found something
Well, no. I mean, you said there's really something coming up that's going to, the world's going to look at him differently.
Yeah.
So I remember you saying
that. Has
that
happened yet?
Well, it's happening. It's in the process of happening. I mean, everyone talks about him, whether you like his politics and his personality or not. He's been making some grand changes in the earth and is on. It's on the tip of everyone's tongue one way or another.
Okay.
All right.
That's
okay,
the psychic fair is going to be this Saturday down at the healing or the yoga.
Conscious Living Yoga.
Conscious Living Yoga store, and next to it at the...
Taqueria Los Gordos.
There you go.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have...
Sons of Italy, and then after that, changes in Reading. And is it inevitable? We'll talk about that. And then, of course, we're having Shasta College roll in here. Free tuition at Shasta College. Mm. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Running through the jungle, I've been running with the wolves to get to you. To get to you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, 26 minutes before the hour of 8 here on the 12th of March.
45 degrees, going up to 66 today with rain rolling in this afternoon, and being a rainy week, including thunderstorms on Thursday. So the lake is at 40 feet from the top. I think it's going to probably be a lot closer to the top after this week. So good morning. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, go down, visit them, go to their, down to their newest branch at 1845 California Street, right just south of Jack's. Go in there and find out how they are moving local dreams forward. Extended hours, customer service, they have it all right there, Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay, we are here with the Sons of Italy. And the Sons of Italy are going Irish on us. Tell us what's going on. Who do we have here? Who's with us today?
Good morning. Stephen Delvin here.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen.
Hi, I'm a member of the Sons of Italy. We'd like to thank the radio station, KCNR, 1460.
Well, thank you. Did your homework.
Thank you for the opportunity, sharing the information. Yes, we're having a St. Patrick's dinner this Saturday, March 17th, at at our lodge, the Sons of Italy Lodge.
Right.
Right.
Right, with our friends at the Grange, the old Grange building. 4580 Cedars Road. Cost is $19. It's entertainment by Enterprise Starship, and it's a fundraiser. We do this every year.
Today it's going to be traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner. Cocktails start at 5:30. I can't imagine Sons of Italy out there drinking cocktails, but then. Yes, I can. Okay, now, the Enterprise Starship is going to be out there, Starship Enterprise.
It's a dance and music group.
Okay, yeah, of course, coming out of Enterprise High School.
Correct.
And they just do great, great work. Where's the money going to go to for this, Steve?
It is a fundraiser for them.
Oh, for them. Okay.
Yes.
Well, they do. They need, you know, they are a performing group that just puts on just outstanding musical entertainment with that.
So, Steve, tell us about yourself. Look it up here on the microphone. I want to know how did you get involved with Sons of Italy? What, you're here today? Representing the lodge. Are you representing? Are you a father of somebody who's an enterprise? Talk to us about who you are.
No, we started at the Paisano Days. Helped out with that. It's a great community organization. They help out here. There's a calendar of events there that we have.
Yeah, then went a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a lodge member, and we help out any way we can.
Okay, when you say
doing the dinners.
All right.
So have you lived here in Reading a long time?
Yes, about 10 years.
Okay, about 10 years? You came from?
Southern California.
All right.
That doesn't make you a bad person. It's okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Did you come up here to join family? What brought you to Reading?
Nice family atmosphere. That's
okay.
That's
excellent.
That's great. Right.
Excellent.
That's great. Came up here so you could raise your family or be with your family in a better place. Yeah. Well, the Sons of Italy. Well, your last name is Denner
Delbin.
Delbin. And yes. So did that used to be Delbino? Or
I'm sure they cut it off. At the
I'm sure they've changed it.
Ellis Island cut it off
originally.
That's right.
Boom. No vowel at the end.
No vowel at the end. Okay. Yeah, no vowel at the end. The Sons of Italy, you know, I mean, y'all do so many things here. And, right. I mean, and of course, Paisano Days.
Right.
And then they have, but you do other things too. Not even has anything to do with, quote, Sons of Italy, but you provide the cooking to a lot of great causes around here.
Absolutely.
To do with veterans causes and these things that you all come out and do the do great pasta, do great desserts and
absolutely.
All those kind of things. So you do support a number of different things here, it looks
matter
like.
Matter of fact, we're doing the Welcome Home Vietnam Vets Lunch.
Yay.
Yes, that's going to be coming up.
Saturday on March 24th at Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's right, and that's going to be and that's for Welcome Home our Vietnam veterans, and I'm pretty sure that's even free.
Right, it's a free lunch. Jim and Paul and the gang will be down there serving a delicious dinner,
mm-hmm.
free to all the vets and people that would like to come by. It's a Welcome Home Vets celebration.
So you are part of Sons of Italy.
Correct.
Okay. I feel like we've met before. We've seen you in here before. Have you?
No, I've never been here, but I've seen you around. We've done the stand down?
I was wondering, okay, some veteran
right.
thing.
Yeah,
okay, so
absolutely.
I'm feeling that when we started talking about that, I was like,
Senior Paisano Day.
Okay, but you you've got your heart. Your heart is also with very much with the veterans. I feel like there's been something there with us.
It can be the Welcome Home to Vietnam Veterans
right.
Day.
Right.
You also do things like the Wings of Angels.
Right, Wings of Angels.
Of course, Paisano Days. The
Bocce
Ball. Bocce Ball?
Is it Bocce Ball?
Bocce Ball, okay.
They've done, we've built a, I'd say, stadium down at
Tiger Field.
Tiger Field, South City Park.
How exciting is
which
that?
Which is helping to take the park back.
That's what I understand.
That's one of the things.
Yeah, and they're starting a league. It'll be on Wednesdays before the baseball season starts.
Will you be on it?
I'll be watching.
You'll be there supporting.
I'll be there supporting.
Wait a minute, this is just one Italian, the Italian version of
Oh, well, Frank has got his champion shirt on from 2012. If I can see, you know, without
what
my,
is this? Isn't this like the, is this the Italian version of shuffleboard here? Except you know, round balls and sand or something. I mean, is there a lot of skill that goes with this?
Some skills and
some
like,
skills
hey,
and some
what,
okay.
How many members are in the Sons of Italy?
I think we're at right around 200 now.
Okay. And you guys have a very cool space. So how wonderful. People are looking for the...
Is this an all-you-can-eat? Or is this just...
Have you ever been to an Italian feast? It's all you'll
it's
be
all
able
eat.
To eat.
Okay,
yeah, it's
but
all
this
you'll
is,
be able to
but
eat.
This is St. Paddy's Day, and it's corned beef and cabbage. Is this an all-you-can-eat corned beef and cabbage?
They will serve you plenty.
Okay, for $19 per person, you can go in there. We have tickets, and these you know these are $20,
sure
$19 tickets.
Those?
And we've got two to give away to the first caller at 605-4567. Yeah, the first caller this time. We're not going to make you wait for 5, 6, 7, or 8. This is the first caller for 605-4567 for the Sons of Italy St. Patrick's dinner, all you can eat corned beef and cabbage plus. Entertainment by the Starship Enterprise. Enterprise Starship, kids out there. Cocktails start at 5:30. Dinner's at 7 p.m. on this Saturday, March the 17th. And we have a winner. And this is, we have more people coming in. You know, we're going to give away another set of tickets next hour.
Okay.
Okay? So hang on. You know, people that are calling, we're going to do it again in the next hour. I've got two more tickets to give away. To the St. Patrick's dinner this Saturday, March 17th, starts at 5:30 with cocktails. The dinner's at 7 p.m. It's a traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner, all you can eat.
So I want to give you a little bit about Steve here. He worked his way up from just being a regular member to working in the kitchen, help clean up, and then they asked him if he would kindly come forward and be a chairman of an event. So he was chairman last year, and he's chairman this year. For this event, he's also a co-chair of Paisano Day. So he's come up a long way, and he's been asked to carry a load, and he's been carrying the load. So once you carry a load, you become a load.
Yeah.
You become loaded. Okay. Yeah, Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you. Come see the show.
Yeah, okay, and our winner is?
Michelle. And we're going to give away two more tickets here in the next hour to the St. Patrick's dinner out at the Grange at 4850 Cedars Road, the corner of Kenyon Drive there. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right
Thanks for being
back.
With us, guys.
March 23rd, 24th, and 25th, the original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. This year, welcoming the Love Your Pet Expo. Need landscape ideas, household improvements, a new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planting a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Teen Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Not a yes, sir. Not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold. Have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, thunder. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. One of our favorite places to go, you know, up on Hilltop Drive. We like to go into I like to go in there and first of all I get my my rings worked on or watch repair and get a battery and just look around, browse around. If I'm looking for something special, that would be like Mother's Day gift, which is coming up by the way, or a charm, or they have great estate pieces. It's just really fun to see what comes in. They're located on Hilltop Drive,
2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday 9:30 to 4. The only full-service jewelry store in town. Hey, you know, I'm going to go through a bunch of local things that are happening here. Shasta County, they're saying, may make growing hemp illegal because you can't tell the difference between hemp and marijuana in a field. I thought – I didn't know there was a hemp industry going here in Shasta County. Second thing, a doctor in Cottonwood. Did you see this? This doctor in Cottonwood had to surrender his medical license. His name is Romeo Abella Jr. After two men said he had performed unnecessary genital exams, and then they came in and they did the investigation. They also hit him with gross negligence, terrible record keeping. Guys, there's all different types of things that they also added on to it. So he just turned his he was giving drugs to people that were addicted to drugs. With the opiate problem. So this is the second doctor we've had in, high profile kind of.
A prescription writer.
Well, this one was doing more than that, obviously. But then we have this guy in jail right now who has supposedly sexually assaulted his patients. And wonder if they're going to go to court on that one. I know you've got something on Tim McGraw, and this is the thing I want to talk about is this. Silas Lines. And Silas has been kind of an absentee voice because he's – let's just face it, Record Searchlight is in the throes.
USA Reading.
USA Reading. They've even changed the masthead again on the digital edition. And he talked about Gene's Drive-In, but he wrote this article about Gene's Drive-In, how Gene's Drive-In went under. And he said, you know, it's easy to blame, you know, city regulations and state regulations. God knows it's true. He said, but there was something else. He says, we're changing. Our society is changing drastically and quickly. And it's not just it was Gene's Drive-In was built on muscle cars and Friday and Saturday nights. I mean, from the past. And that's gone. You know, look out. The only thing you have to do is look down over at Mount Shasta Mall, as he pointed out. And you see Sears is going away. And if you say, and if it says why, it would have the term Amazon on the gravesite because of how people are changing their models of how they're doing things.
The great retailers of the 20th century failed to adapt.
And
like,
well,
a dinosaur.
Yeah, and but see, everything is changing. It says it used to be on every porch was a paper delivered by some kid in the morning. Well, that's changed now. The print newspapers may never see print newspapers again. Who knows? But then, you know, after, you know, in the next 10 years. And then how things change, you know, does this mean is that the Generation Xers are not going to buy cars? It's not. They're saying that they are buying cars and they are trying, you know, they do things differently than the previous generations. But the big thing here is this. If you want stability, if you want things not to change, that's not going to – things are going to change. But what we've got to do is find that bridge between what it was and to what it's going to be. And that's the question.
And how long do you think that'll take?
Well, that's the thing is Gene's Drive-In's gone, but you have In-N-Out Burger, which is a huge success. And then now you're getting Flippy, the robot flipper. And we just talked to a friend of ours who is in the fast food industry who just came back from a major meeting.
Conference.
And how things are changing with that. I mean, it's – so the things that you see like this, like Gene's Drive-In and others, it's not Gene's. It's the sign of the times because things have changed so much.
And that for some people is very sad. The day of, okay, we talked about that with kids the other day. Okay, I know this is, we could go down a multitude of things that have changed in our day and probably even in the 80s, maybe up to the 90s, when kids would go out on their bikes if you didn't see them all day. Oh, well, now you have to have almost like a leash on your kid because you're afraid some pervert is going to take your kid. That's the fear. That's the change of time. And that's so sad.
Change doesn't mean it's better. But we're not going to go back. We're not going to go back to the daily paper delivered on your doorstep.
Which I miss. And do you miss the fresh milk? Did you ever have fresh milk delivered to your – I have in glass bottles.
Oh, yeah. The Foremost. We had Hobson for a while. We had Foremost.
Well, you know what? On Sunday mornings, it's cool to walk outside on the sidewalk where it always is.
It is.
Every Sunday.
And covered in plastic.
And covered in plastic and pick up the paper.
Yeah. We enjoy that.
It feels good to go out there and kind of stretch out there and then you kind of pick up the paper and you come back.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning. You're welcome to, and Monday to you.
You know, I infiltrated this area in 1953. I was extremely young.
Infiltrated.
And the Reading City Limit sign was right at Gene's Drive-In, the 19-cent hamburgers on that big sign that stayed there for quite some time. And my comment is about this. You know, Gene's suffered the changing of the times like the newspapers and everything else. Stuff moves along, and that's the way it goes. It's kind of sad in a way. This is no offense to the very last owner of Gene's, because this wasn't their issue. But prior to them, I went in there to get a burger, and it was the first time in years. And I watched two employees smoking dope outside the north door, which didn't do me any good. And then they go in and drop fries into the broiler thing. This is great. And I listened to him chit-chat about what a great joint it was. Joint, as in cigarette. And it's striking to me how things have changed. But there's a culture difference here. Now, moving on to the last item that I got, that sign. I like that sign. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see that sign out at the airport. I want to see it. I want to see it at the corner of the Civic Auditorium, where thousands of people every single week, 52 weeks out of the year, can see it. Not a select group of people that happen to follow the drags. No offense to the drags.
Well, but you know,
for me,
maybe this,
it would make a lot more sense, and especially for visitors that say, "What's with that sign?" And then people can give them a little bit of Redding's 50s history.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, this, I know that the Redding Historical Society is looking for signs from the old signs because they wanted mics for KLXR, and he's not going to sell it, but because he wants it. But you know, it's right. And you know, the other thing too is that you know, jeans is a metaphor of what's happening to us, as we know. But you're right about the sign. But it's just a metaphor because I'd heard the other things too. They were having their problems, obviously. And even the guy that wrote the letter said that they were having problems, but they had tried to clean all that up. But it's a metaphor in how things are changing, how we want to try and keep the stability and the things that we love while this thing is transitioning. And, you know, it'll be, I imagine, a lot of the things that we do in the next 10 years will be overtaken by technology and everything else. But, I think it also is for us as individuals and as families is to keep that, you know, to keep your families close and to move forward, but to not lose sight of what brought us here.
Well, yeah, and I don't disagree with that. That seems to me the bottom line is, you know, as things change, people stop going there.
Yeah.
They stop buying burgers and fries, and you stop doing that, and the place goes out of business.
Yep.
It's just
or they stop buying the burgers and fries there, and because you know it's no longer, you know, now it's In-N-Out Burger. I just saw somebody that somebody back east that said they went to the first In-N-Out Burger, and how great it was. And I didn't even know they had them back that far east.
Well, we do know that Carl's sister and brother-in-law, as soon as they flew in to Sacramento and we drove them back up to Redding, they said, "Could we please have an In-N-Out Burger? We've never had one."
No kidding. And true.
No, it is from Chattanooga.
I remember somebody here locally at one of the restaurants when it was first being built. She said, "I can't wait. They used to have them in Southern Cal. I can't wait to go." Well, whatever.
I know. Isn't that strange, too?
A burger's a burger to me.
Well,
so tell us again what's happening with the sign. I'm missing something. Share with our listeners.
Well, they want to move it, so I'm told. They've made plans to move it out to the drag strip.
Yeah, the one here in town. No, they bought it. They're putting it out there.
Yeah, as opposed to taking it to the dump.
Yeah, that's because that's where it was going to go.
Okay.
You know, park that sucker at the corner where you have to see it when you drive in to go to a show. They got 2,000 people go to that theater at least once a week.
Talk somebody into writing some checks.
Piece of cake there. Thanks a lot, Coach
Bob. Thanks for calling.
I'll let you go. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Anyway, it boils down to who's got the money, man.
It just seems to, that's the bottom line.
Everything is changing. You had a...
I have a story, just a couple here. This is just another one of those, always, you know, double check everything. And it seems like an Oregon woman accused of drugging kids at her daycare so she could go to the tanning bed and work out was sentenced to 21 years and 4 months in prison on Friday. This is what she was doing. The police found 7 children unattended at her unlicensed, hello, Bells, daycare, Little Giggles, according to authorities. What she would do is she would was giving them melatonin gummy bears before their naps and told people, don't come between 11 and 2 because they're napping. Well, they were melatonin drugged out while she was going to work out and get her tanning bed.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
So anyway.
And she got caught.
She got caught. Somebody reported her. I don't know, maybe a former boyfriend or something like that. But the top story...
Wait a minute. So you're dropping your kids off. Nanny...
Yeah, daycare.
Feeds them, at the Little Giggles, feeds them drug.
Melatonin gummy bears.
Gummy bears to keep them down for 2 hours and goes and works out. Leaves them alone.
Leaves them alone.
Leaves them alone in the house and somehow thinks that's okay.
Yeah.
And she just got sentenced to 21 years in jail.
Right.
Good.
That's child endangerment.
That's three... So she'll spend maybe 5. But still... 5 years on a felony. Yeah.
Now, many of you have been with us since the early hour, know that we saw, you know, Don McLean over the weekend, and, you know, he had laryngitis. So he was chewing gum throughout the entire performance. Yeah. And I said, this is a lot of opera singers. And when I was trained by some really great people, say, always, you know, chew on the Wrigley's gum, because what it does, I mean, I never do it while I perform, but a lot of times we'll see speakers and you'll see that wad over there because it helps to lubricate your vocal cords, even though we know it doesn't look good to sit there and chew. But he was very gracious. And so what goes on in a performer's life, you know, it's almost like an athlete. When we watch the Olympics, we have no idea the preparation and the hours that go into the work. Same with Tim McGraw. He passed out on stage. He's okay. He was just dehydrated. So I want to talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah, she has some college coming with us.
Absolutely. Looking forward to what it is to be great.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. All five passengers are dead after their helicopter crashed into New York City's East River. This is the air traffic control recording, courtesy of liveatc.net.
LaGuardia 27 Whiskey Alpha is directly above the site. It appears the aircraft is inverted in the water.
Right, thank you.
New York City police say a sixth person, the pilot, freed himself and was rescued by a passing tugboat last night. British Prime Minister Theresa May is chairing a National Security Council meeting to discuss who was behind the nerve agent attack on an ex-Russian spy and his daughter.
The government's policy so far has been to avoid rushing to blame the Kremlin for last Sunday's nerve agent attack. The National Security Council will be presented with the latest evidence gathered by counter-terrorism policing and with assessments by the Security Service MI5 and the Secret Intelligence Service MI6. There'll then be a discussion between the members of the council about whether there's sufficient evidence to act and whether this is the right moment.
That's BBC correspondent Daniel Stanford. President Donald Trump's plan to prevent school shootings does not increase the minimum age for purchasing assault weapons to 21. That's an idea President Trump publicly favored just last month. It also leaves the question of arming teachers to the states and local communities. Instead, a new federal commission on school safety will examine the age issue as part of a package the White House announced yesterday in response to the school shooting in Parkland, Florida last month that left 17 students and teachers dead. President Donald Trump is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border tomorrow, where little has changed in the past year despite heated rhetoric about immigration and border security. U.S. farmers still rely on hundreds of Mexicans who cross daily to work in the fields. While President Trump is in California, he will review several prototypes for border walls. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him. So I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance adjusted. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
China says it will not initiate a trade war with the United States, but it is vowing to defend its national interests in the face of growing American protectionism.
It's Beijing's latest statement on, quote, problems in Sino-U.S. economic trade and cooperation. Financial officials are alluding to President Trump's plan to impose heavy tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Chinese leaders have threatened in the past to retaliate against raised trade barriers, but have yet to take direct action following Mr. Trump's announcement.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The annual maple season got off to an early start with warm-ups in parts of New England, and producers are hopeful that the recent cold and snow will extend the season. Some producers in Vermont, the country's largest producer of maple syrup, have been going strong and producing a fair amount since about mid-February, but historically, the season begins later in the year. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. An unknown attacker armed with a knife was shot and killed by soldiers guarding the Iranian ambassador's residence in Vienna.
A police spokesman said the attacker was a 26-year-old Austrian citizen. He approached one of the soldiers outside the residence of the Iranian ambassador late on Sunday night and took out a knife. A struggle took place between the two men. The soldier used pepper spray to try and stop the attack and then shot the man dead. The soldier was stabbed in the arm and was taken to hospital. An investigation is now underway.
BBC correspondent Bethany Bell in Vienna. A Syrian Kurdish official says thousands of people are fleeing the northern town of Afrin as Turkish troops and Turkey-based opposition fighters get closer to the besieged town. The Europe-based spokesman for the largest Kurdish group in Syria says those fleeing are heading toward government-controlled areas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, where the renovation of Reading is beginning, right down here in the epicenter of downtown Reading. Good morning. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news, as always, is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What's weather look like, sweetie?
Good morning. It's currently 45 degrees. Looks like we have about a 20% chance of rain after 11 a.m. this morning. Partly sunny with a high near 66 north. Winds around 5 miles per hour, and tonight calls for rain around lows of around 52. Tomorrow calls for rain. It could be heavy at times. Steady temperatures around 55. Tomorrow showers, low of around 41. Wednesday, showers again with some thunderstorms, possibly after 11. Wednesday night, showers likely cloudy with a low of around 40. Thursday, showers and again possibly a thunderstorm, with a chance of precipitation about 70%. Thursday night, showers, cloudy with a low of around 40. Friday, a chance of rain again. And Friday night, chance of rain. As we move on to the weekend, Saturday, rain, partly sunny with a high near 61. And rain on Saturday night with our lows of around 39. So it looks like we've got rain in our forecast throughout the entire week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Let's go to the phones. Rally Sally, y'all got something going tonight? Hello, Sally, you got something going tonight?
Hold on.
Hello, Sally, you have something going on tonight?
We do. We have something very important going on tonight. We have the candidate, John Green, who is going to be running against Sheriff Asinco for sheriff coming tonight. This is in no way an endorsement, but we do like to bring the candidates forth so that people get a chance to meet them, talk to them, ask them questions, and so that they're better educated when it comes time to vote. So that would be John Green will be at the Reading Patriots tonight at 6 o'clock at 3276 Bocelli Lane. And if people are interested in coming on out at 5:30 to learn more about the state of Jefferson, our Jefferson meeting starts at 5:30.
Okay. And, you know, we've had him on the show, too, and I understand. Just, you know, listening to who they are, you want to introduce them, it does not mean an endorsement. So,
yep, exactly.
Nor, as we do not endorse local candidates.
And we will be having Tom come in at a later date.
Yeah. And, frankly, I'm glad that, you know, it's good to have people running for office. So that, you know, then you can hear both sides define what they want to do. I mean, it's great. Okay,
Absolutely.
Sally, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. Hey, guys, we're on here.
Well, I just showed
we'll get
them
to
a picture.
In a second. Oh, of everybody here. Okay. Yeah. Alliance Heating and Air, they can do any type of make or manufacture of heating or cooling systems. And it's getting to be, well, it's cold, but it's going to be hot tomorrow. Okay, maybe next week, but it's going to get hot. It always gets hot here. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. And now we are here with Coach Jerry Brown, who is the coach of the women's
basketball team out at Shasta College. Good morning, Jerry.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know what? Jerry Brown is an easy name to remember. I seem to have heard it.
I hear it all the time.
No, I've heard it someplace before, and you look familiar. So,
yes.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good.
You've been out there at Simpson for...
Shasta.
I'm sorry. You've been out there at Shasta for... That's the second time I've done that today.
Shasta College. The whole Shasta College hour. We're very excited about it.
I don't know why I just said
that. And this is
that.
The first time we've had Jerry Brown on, our coach, on our show. And we're very thrilled to have you here today and two of your players. And I turned around and I said, are you Tommy Strong? So I'm looking at those pictures. And you have to tell us all about that. But anyway, so tell us about 26 years.
Yes.
Coaching.
Coaching.
I mean, you were coaching, I'm sure, before.
Yes, I was coaching at San Diego, Mount Shasta.
Okay.
Eventually found my way here to Shasta College.
All right. So you're a you would say you're now a Reading native almost.
I would say so.
I don't know if Reading natives will let you do that because, yeah. You know, you can live here for 50 years and they still go, the guy just moved in, that guy that moved in a few years ago. Yeah, 50 years ago.
What keeps you going? If you don't mind me asking, I'm just going to just jump in there and ask you a question. What keeps you going, keep you every year fresh as a coach to inspire your girls?
That's a great question, because people ask, I've been out at the college over 20 years now, it's like, what keeps you going on it? Well, kids like this right here, okay? And being on the JC level, you turn your kids over every 2 years, okay? So it's a new challenge every year. If you're at a four-year university, sometimes you're going to see that kid for four straight years. You might have a tendency to get burned out a little bit, okay? But in junior college level, you're turning your kids over constantly. You have different types of teams, different types of kids and everything. So it's always a challenge.
Well, that's good and bad because – it's bad because, I really love these kids.
Yes.
On the other hand, it's kind of like, I'm ready to have a new team this year. Mm-hmm. That happens.
And, it does.
But it's like you said, because you're constantly recruiting, too. Mm-hmm.
That's the hard part. That's the lifeline of your program.
And so where do you get most of your young ladies from?
We take a lot of pride in building our program at Shasta College with pretty much local kids.
Okay.
So we'll get a few kids from out of the area. Kayla's from over in the Eureka area. So we've had some success with some kids from the coast. But we're probably about 80% local kids, okay, through the Shasta County area, sometime down to Tehama a little bit. But we really try to focus on the local kids and build a community team.
Well, let's introduce your we have two of your representatives here on your team, and so can you introduce them to us?
First, we have a sophomore here, Aubrey Wall.
Very Hi there,
proud of her. Aubrey. Okay.
Aubrey Wall,
and you're from right here in town.
Yes, born and raised, from California.
And what school did you go to?
I went to Foothill High School for 3 years and then transferred my senior year to Liberty Christian.
Okay.
And what position do you play?
In the past, I've played mostly just point guard, but this last year with Coach Brown, I was more of a shooting guard. So.
And how are you, do you feel more of, what has changed? Did you play in high school?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're playing at the college level. What's it feel like with, the coaches in the room? So. Go ahead and say it out.
Oh, well, yeah, now say the pressure's it on.
I'm sure he's heard it all. Heard it all. He can take it all.
I can take
what's,
it.
What's the difference being under the coaching of Jerry Brown for you?
His knowledge has made a huge impact on my game and how we even played this year. Didn't go as planned, but, we didn't have as many wins on the stats as we'd like to, but as far as for winning as a team and bonding, it was the best year that I've ever had. So
that's cool.
That makes my heart sore.
The part about playing at a high school level and a college level, community college level, it's a big difference.
Oh, it's a huge jump. Yeah, and a lot of people don't take that into consideration, but.
Yeah, you can be, as we know, you can be really good in that high school and you get to college. And you meet people that are just as good, if not better, a lot of them.
A little bit of a
competition.
And then you're trying to step beyond that.
That's like being out in the real world when you're auditioning for things. It's like, whoa.
Where do these people
come from?
You're
the star of your school, and then all of a sudden.
It's like you bring the kids in, and you line them up on the baseline for the first time. Now, all these kids have been starters on their high school
Sure.
kids. Okay, they're all starters. Now, for the first time in their life, they got to compete for a job again.
I imagine that can be tough for some people who have been a starter their whole lives, and they're not going
to
start.
Some aren't used to competing.
Yeah. Well, this is good. It's good for your soul because this is true life the lessons you learn, you're learning in this moment.
You know what?
Let's go to our second girl. Yeah. We have to take a break. And when we do, we're going to come back. We have some more time with you.
That's
right. Let's take a break because we have to at the 15 here at 8:15 on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? You're looking for a professional that can fix a chip that's smaller than a penny or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. You want to go to Jeff Wurst. It's a better known business, and Jeff guarantees his work. He fixed a crack in my windshield 10 years ago, 11 years ago now. You still can't see it. 12 inch crack in the windshield, in the base of the windshield, and you still can't see it. Why take a risk of having your windshield crack while you're on the road with your family in the car when you can have it fixed quickly, professionally, and with somebody that guarantees his work forever? That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. We'll be right back with Coach Jerry Brown and his players from the Shasta College women's basketball.
And for someone else, but not for me.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beatles concert production. Join us Friday, March 30th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Paperback Writer, The Beatles Experience, live at the Event Center. Hear the hits from The Ed Sullivan Show through the colorful Sgt. Pepper's years and on the rooftops of Let It Be, performed with spot-on vocals, looks, and sounds. Paperback Writer is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beatles. Remarkably authentic, amazing vocals, a must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Paperback Writer, The Beatles Experience, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, March 30th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
But one day you'll meet the girl you swore you'd never find. Start feeling things you never felt and spending all your time trying to figure out how she got this hold.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yes, you are. Currently 45 degrees.
I just tried to rip my ears off.
No, that's my job. Monday morning here, it's 45 degrees. It's currently... It's going to be high today, 66.
I've been doing this for 9 years.
Low at 52. Hey, speaking of ripping your ears off, if you're going to have that happen to you, you might as well recuperate in the comfort of your home, of your own home. Home Helpers is this portion of the show sponsor. In-Home Care Services, more than an in-home health care agency, their extended family when family can't be there. A locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, and customize your home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they're happiest at home. Home Helpers, located at Larkspur Lane, 226-8350.
We're here with Coach Jerry Brown from the Shasta College basketball team, the women's basketball team. And, Coach, you ever had a game that just you just lost control of right away? I mean, that's what's happening to me this morning. I mean, you just know as it's going down, you're just going to sit there and just watch it because you know there's nothing you can do at this point because, you know, probably you don't. You probably can.
Well, we've had some that have started off like that, you know. Just recently, you know, we started off a game, I think it was against Feather River last, and right off the first few minutes, man, are we going to get blown out of here by 40 or what? Well, then we come right back, and one of those games we took it in overtime, and another one we lost by 3, you know. So started off really crazy, and then kind of reeled it back in.
I've got 40 minutes then to recover here, so I'm going to try really hard.
That's like a great Super Bowl story right there, boy.
Okay. He's played well.
And we're with Kayla now, and Kayla is a one of the ones you recruited out of Eureka. Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you like it over here?
I love it. It's super fun. I love playing basketball for Coach Brown and with all these girls, and I mean, I'm not complaining at all.
You know what?
Love your spirit.
And you two just took a road trip down to L.A., and tell us about that.
Well, we went down to Los Angeles for the sophomore showcase, and I kind of just went along for the ride. I wanted to support Aubrey and Julia and kind of see what it was going to be like. Hopefully next year I'll be there. And it sounded like a fun opportunity to go down to Los Angeles with some of my teammates, so I jumped on it. We went.
You had some family down there also, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I have a cousin that we stayed with. And
now, what the showcase is, Aubrey, is that this gives you an opportunity to play basketball in front of people, pick up teams, and in front of the 40 coaches down there.
Right.
And so do they give you feedback right then, or do you hear anything right then, or they just make sure they got you? I'm sure you must sign up for it so they have all your information.
Yeah, so ahead of time I signed up and gave the showcase my contact information, and so hopefully I'll get a ring.
Well, yeah, you should be hearing back.
So do we have a captain of the team?
Yeah, I'm team captain.
Okay, you're the captain of the team.
Congrats, because you feel like, you could be the great leader.
Aw, well,
so
thank
you. let's go back with Aubrey for a second, and I'm going to ask you.
Kayla,
sorry. Oh. Forgive me. I'm going to ask you, Kayla, what is your routine? Let's say, because you got to keep your head in the game with school, you got to keep your head in the game with practice. Give us a day in the life of somebody who's playing ball in a college and what you know you can't get away with.
That's a great question.
And what you have to do.
Okay, so, I mean, you can't miss your classes, you know. So, going to all your classes, you're already kind of just, like, right there. You're going to do okay. But, I mean, with practice and games and stuff, you really need to, like, time out when you're going to go to study hall, when you're going to get your stuff done, when we're on trips, you know, sometimes a little extra studying never hurts. We have set times in the Learning Resource Center where we have to get our stuff done. I mean, they make it pretty easy for us. I mean, they pretty much, the coaches and everyone, they pretty much lay it out for us. And if you don't do it, then you don't play. So everyone manages to get their stuff done.
The priority then the coach has, I'm going to go back to the coach in a second here, is getting your studies done.
You have to hold a certain GPA?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you plan on going to? I mean, I know you'd like to go to another college, but what do you plan on doing when you get out of college?
I am interested in radiology. I want to be an x-ray tech eventually.
Okay.
So
that you'll never go without work.
Yeah, I know.
You'll always have work.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun.
And what about you, Aubrey?
I'm looking to go into the medical field. So right now I'm thinking of nursing. So
okay. Mm,
great programs here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do. Okay, Coach. I mean, just by listening to these two young ladies, you obviously are doing a great job.
Oh, I don't know about that. But no, these are two great kids, though. They've been a joy to coach. Going to be around for a couple of years.
Can I just ask this? Because I always think about somebody will come in like you were talking about, they've been a star in high school and then maybe have that little bit of a chip or a little bit of an ego. How do you know they have the stuff, but that you've got to get rid of the tood. Mm-hmm. And how, as a coach, do you do you have a strategy of how you kind of break somebody down to build them back up? Tell us what your key ingredient is with that.
To be successful, and we have here at Shasta College, you know, my philosophy of it is, you know, it's hard work and discipline within your program, okay? And you treat everybody, you know, sometimes people will say, okay, you treat everybody exactly the same, okay? Well, no, you don't, okay? You treat everybody fair, okay? Some kids need a kick, some kids need a pat, okay? And you have to identify who those kids are, okay? And you have to reach them individually, all right? And so in my program, you know, number one, we're not going to be successful if we don't work hard and have discipline. So that's the one thing, you know. Like I said, I like to have fun as much as anybody, but when we get into the gym, you know, then it's business and then it's work, you know, and you'll find out right away which kids will buy into that. You know, perfect example of it, you know, because we start our program during the summertime and so forth, and this kid was over here for me in the summer from Eureka a couple times, and I told my assistant coach, I go, I don't know if Kayla's going to make it with me. Okay, I'm not for sure about her work ethic right now. She's going to have to really work hard, change some things that she's going to make it. Now, this kid was the most improved player on my team. Okay, she bought into what I wanted, and she worked her butt off every day in there, you know, and I mean, I'm really, really proud of what she achieved her freshman year. She never started. She came off the bench all the time for me, but just got so much better, and she's an example of a kid coming in that was a starter in high school and so forth, now had to take a role as a kid coming off the bench. Now, some kids will go home. They'll quit on that, but she didn't. She kept working harder and harder every day. It got better and better every day, you know.
Team
spirit. She's a good example. Yeah.
Team spirit and good guidance, because through that was a lesson in it's not, you know, what you have to do to earn that space.
Let's ask Kayla. Kayla, I mean, when you hear this, what do you think?
Getting tight there. Okay, so during the summer, I knew that he was like, no, she's not going to play. And I was so determined. I'm like, no, coach, I'm just super nervous. I'll show him. But I was like, trying to keep quiet about it, you know, like. Anyways, I don't know. I feel like I've honestly always been the kind of, like, player that's, like, I need to be motivated. Like, in high school, yeah, I was a starter. I did play all the time. So it was almost like I didn't need to work for it, you know? Uh-huh. It was, like, it was there. And then I came to Shasta, and it was not there. Like, you know, I had to work for it. And so, and
good.
I was going to. So I.
And you did.
Yeah, and I did. So
you obviously were an integral member of the team, or you wouldn't be standing here right now.
I was definitely motivated. I mean, when I worked hard, you know, he rewarded me, and, you know, I got more playing time, and there wasn't a reason for me not to try, you know?
Okay. Well, it's great. Coach, I mean, that's true. You know, we can talk about different ways of motivating people, but the whole thing is it's fair. Everybody's got to understand it's fair. You know, and you know what? He may be busting me right now, but he's doing it fairly, and he's not picking on me. He's being fair about it, and he's giving me a fair appraisal. Aubrey, I mean, you've been playing for the coach for 2 years, obviously, and you're the captain, so you succeeded. You've been a success under here, right?
So actually, my first year, I went up to College of the Siskiyous in Weed.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and then I came back down here and played for Coach Brown.
So you played for him this year, then?
Yes.
So obviously, you've done well.
I wish I would have stayed here both years, but...
Yeah, well, those things happen.
Well, you don't know until you've got, that's life. What does Tommy Strong mean?
Okay, Tommy, that's a story, a kid that played for me about a few years ago. Okay, a real sad deal, but right now I have to report that she's doing great.
Oh, fabulous.
Give you the story a little bit. We're going through practice, and all of a sudden, you know, Tommy, you know, kind of walked off the court a little bit, and I thought maybe she got hit with an elbow or something, you know, so I'm watching practice as it goes down. Another kid came on the court. And I got my team at one end. All of a sudden, the kids stop playing, and they look back. And she's laying on the floor, okay, in a full-blown seizure. Okay, so we rush the trainers and everybody in and everything. And so get her to the hospital and everything. But just to cut through everything, okay, she had a brain tumor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she had cancer, okay, and so forth. And so we're happy to report right now that I saw Tommy, just a couple weeks ago, so forth, that she's doing really well right now. She's in remission and everything and
great.
Doing well.
That's great.
It's a that's, you know,
inspiration,
celebration, and blessings.
No, we're very, very proud.
But when we look at we go to Shasta College women's basketball, says we love Tommy, and are you Tommy Strong? So that's why I needed to ask. You know, she's your mascot of inspiration, right there. So,
well, thanks a lot, Coach, for coming in with us today. You know, we really like Shasta College coming here with us, because we get to learn. We've gone through. We're working our way through every part of Shasta College, from the kids that take care of the animals.
To the farm area, to the mechanics, and then now
we're with, you know, with Coach Jerry Brown of the women's basketball team. And what, you know what, I would, you know, if I would love to have my granddaughter play for you. I mean, yeah. She's
that's
a soccer player.
Thank you very much.
But I mean that just from what I've seen of the of your two young ladies.
Good
here
leadership.
In the leadership. I mean, if she was going to play for a coach, I'd want her to be, you know, somebody like you.
Thank you.
So,
appreciate it. And
Aubrey and Kayla. Thanks for coming in this early in the morning. You probably
Thank you for having us.
Do you have a class? When's your next class? Probably, 10, yeah. I really have to get up early here.
Thank you for bringing your sunshine to our room.
And thanks for being so honest with us, too.
When I say honest, being,
you know, upfront with...
Our coach is right here.
What are you going to do?
Okay. And coming up, we have more athletics, Carl,
in the next half hour.
We
have the men's basketball. But first, we're going to talk about free tuition out at Shasta College. What is that going to mean to our community and other people in Northern California?
First year students full time, free tuition.
We're going to have Peter Griggs come in and talk to us about that. Ladies, thank you so much. Coach Jerry Brown, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. I have a word for men, women, boys, and girls, and it's very simple. God created you just the way you are, a male or a female. Feeling like you are the opposite sex or having an irreversible surgery will not change that fact. Don't allow the anti-God sexual revolution to destroy the awesome person God created you to be. And parents, don't let this insanity destroy you and your children. Protect them by your family having an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm tired of working for minimum wage. I'm ready to go back to school and learn a trade so I can take better care of my family.
Shasta College has more job training programs.
I've always wanted to go to college, but I'm just not sure I can afford it.
Shasta College has more financial aid.
I plan to attend a university, but would like to save time and money by taking my prerequisites close to home.
Shasta College has more guaranteed transfer programs at a fraction of the cost of a CSU, UC, or for-profit college. For over 65 years, Shasta College has been helping people like you get more out of life with job training programs and transfer-level college courses so you can save 2 years' worth of higher tuition costs. With Shasta College, it's all about more. More classes, more flexibility, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Make an appointment today to talk to a counselor about how you can achieve your goals. Call 242-7650 and start fulfilling your educational dreams. For more information, visit online at shastacollege.edu.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is 45 degrees out there, going up to 66 today. We're going to have rain in the forecast this afternoon and all through the rest of the week, including thunderstorms. So be prepared for that. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. It's a great place just to go down, plop down, and read Car and Track. Catch up on the last 12 years of Car and Track right down there. Good morning, everybody. Again, 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And we're here with Shasta College today, and we just had Coach Jerry Brown and two of his players, Aubrey and Kayla, here of the women's basketball team. And it was, I tell you what,
inspirational.
Inspirational there. And we've got Peter Griggs with us for right now. Now, Peter, a big announcement was that Shasta College has free tuition for first-year students out there.
That is correct. And good morning to you
good
all.
Morning. Good morning.
So, wow. Yes, this was we're titling this the Shasta Promise, and this is for any first-time, full-time would be the qualifications for this program. So, if you are a first-time student to Shasta College, right, so if you've tried college in the past, it just didn't work out for you, but you didn't try Shasta, come to us, and you would be a first-time student at Shasta College. Full-time for us would be 12 units. And I know the two big barriers for students to come into college or for success are oftentimes time and finances. So we're able to help with both, right? We have had people in here talking to you both about a number of the programs that we do offer, such as ACE and our upcoming BOLD program,
mm-hmm.
where we are restructuring many of our classes and throughout the college to help accommodate busy schedules and busy lives. And so if a student has been dual enrolled, perhaps they're a high school student, they would qualify for this program still. If they are a working adult, right, and they want to come back to college and, you know, get their degree and perhaps even move on to a four-year, this program would be for them. So 12 units, and they're a first-time student at Shasta College, their first year's tuition is covered.
Wow.
It's a huge thing.
It's a huge thing.
Did this happen through a grant? How is this made possible?
Great question. So as many people probably know, if they've been following what's been happening out of Sacramento, there's a program out there where the governor has been saying for AB 19, hey, we want to see this happen. They're still working on funding sources for that. Shasta wanted to get a jump start on this, wanted to provide it to our community. So number of key individuals out there worked together. Kate Mahar was instrumental in obtaining some funding for this. So regardless of what happens coming out of Sacramento, we have a funding source for this, for our community. So we wanted to make sure that was in place.
Does this include books?
It does not include books.
Just a tuition. Okay.
That is correct. This is tuition only. Now, just like with a dual-enrolled student coming out of high school, right? If you're in high school and you're a sophomore, junior, senior, what have you, you can come out to Shasta right now, free tuition, right? And you're only paying fees, and the fees are about $40, okay? If you go to Shasta under the Shasta Promise, same stipulation, you'll pay the $40 fee, which, as you guys both know, covers the health fee and a few other things, right? The Health and Wellness Center.
A great health and wellness center,
fantastic.
By the way.
Amazing.
You wish, you know, everybody wishes they could pay $40 a year for this kind of coverage.
Mm-hmm. And the folks over there are just, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
So our last month's guest, that was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you pay those fees, right, which is the cost of any more just going out to dinner, and that covers you for the semester. Now, you mentioned books, and let's face it, books can be expensive. Mm-hmm. Again, we have a number of scholarships, grants, financial resources, which if you see that as still a barrier, come to us. Talk to our counselors. Talk to financial aid. We actually have a book scholarship every semester that is first, you know, it's basically first come, first served. It is not need-based. So, again, we are there to really help our students succeed, whether that be through a product of working out their schedules such that it works around their time commitments or if it happens to be financial in nature.
Okay.
Wonderful. Wow. I think that's a wonderful shout out.
I think I would try to find how to go to school. Do you have to be a full-time student to get that insurance plan, or can it be part-time?
You have to be a full-time student.
Okay, I mean, I was just, I mean, I mean, you're talking about a healthcare plan that is like great.
But I mean, think about the fact
school
that
there for the next 10 years.
You guys are encouraging, this is the ultimate in encouraging people who might be in fear of, I can't afford it, I don't know. But 12 units is, what is that, four classes?
It can be four classes, again, depending upon how your unit count goes and what your major is. But it's really more doable than what you might expect. So, again, I would encourage a student, even if you're thinking, hey, you know, I don't know if I have the time to commit to this.
You got daytime classes, you have afternoon classes, evening classes,
that's
weekend
true.
Classes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've got them all there. So, I mean, don't use your fear as a reason not to go to college.
Well, and just like we had talked about, we had the ACE program in here. We have restructured many of our programs such that the traditional semester-long program, you know, we have condensed those, and we have programs now that take it into segments.
You have online. So
we have a number of our courses that are also online. So, as I said, there are many ways to accomplish getting a degree at Shasta.
And now it's free. Okay.
Absolutely.
Peter Griggs.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you so much.
Okay, now let's go to the men's basketball.
Kelly Fitzhugh. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. So thanks for having me.
You bet. So how long have you been there?
I just finished my 21st season.
Yeah. So I tell you what, guys that come there, stay there.
Think about that. You've got your guy, your Jerry Brown, 26 years and 21 years. So I think that says something.
Yeah, it says a lot. If you go through our whole athletic department, coaches have stayed for 30-plus years. And there's a good reason. Great community, great college. Great place to raise family.
Well, Sonny.
Sonny
Stupak.
Yeah.
And look how long Sonny was there. We know Sonny really well.
Yeah.
So, there must be something. Peter, that ought to be one story. It's how do you keep your employees for so long?
Right.
You know, I don't know. Maybe we need to have, President Weiss come in here and talk. Joe come in here and talk about how does he do that?
A couple questions about our coach here. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What brought you to Reading? And a little bit about your playing history.
All right. Well, I grew up in Grass Valley, went to Nevada Union. Then I went to Weber State in Utah, straight out of high school, went to Montana, then came back home, kind of burnt out a little bit on the business side of sports. And Chico State found out I was around. So I went to Chico, finished up, best thing I ever did. Met my wife, finished playing there, and then the coach asked me, hey, are you interested when I was done playing there, going to Australia? I said, well, I want to finish my degree before so I don't have anything holding me back. He goes, well, great, then they'll take you next year, but while you're here, will you help me coach? I go, wow, you bet. I love the game. I'll do it. Well, I spent 9 years there as the head assistant coach, and when I had my daughter, I didn't want to travel as much. And so when Shasta College, it was always been my dream school, community college. I love the level. I love what it's about. So when I had the opportunity to come here, I jumped on it. And, you know, I'm fortunate to be here for 21 years and hopefully a lot longer.
Did you ever go to Australia?
I never did.
Never made it to Australia.
It's okay. We're so happy that you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
I will get there someday.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's plenty of time out there to get there. You know, I'm waiting until they get that highway finished.
So you're assisting coaching at a university level, and then you just love the whole Shasta JC level.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely different, different levels. Community college, I just feel, is a great place as an intermediate step. I mean, just life in general, not just life, but studies and just adjusting athletically, academically, socially, everything. And I just felt like I had a lot more impact on individuals at the community college than those at the university. University, it becomes more of a business. It's all about winning. If you don't win, you're out. Where community college is, at least my feeling, more about development. Developing the person, developing the basketball, using basketball as a tool to help them develop with everything else in life.
Develop their lives.
Yes.
Like this. You're not in a large university. You can't help but feel, if you're a student, to be, you're being warehoused. And in a lot of cases where you have 500 people in your class.
Right.
You know, in a huge, huge class. Look at me, it's not 500, but it's 250, though. And then where do you get that individual
attention
that you really, that freshmen and sophomores really
need? Yeah.
You're here with Jason Spastic. Am I close?
Jordan Spastic. Close.
What did I say?
Jason.
Jordan. It's Jordan. That's all right.
That's
Jordan.
Okay.
Good
I just
morning,
can't
Jordan.
Read it. That's
good
okay. We're good that I got the last name. I was practicing on the last name there. Jordan. So you play for the coach here.
Yeah.
And you feel free to talk about him.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second.
Certainly, it's been an honor to be able to play for Shasta College and Coach Fitzhugh. Apart from what I've learned about the game of basketball from him, most importantly, I've learned I think I'll be a better father and husband one day because of Coach Fitzhugh. The sacrifices he's made to me and all of his players certainly are things that I'll carry on into the next level of basketball and life as well.
Wow.
We're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break on that one. This portion of the show.
It doesn't get much better than that. Did you practice all that? I know I'm feeling his heart totally spilling open here with the truth on that one.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security, and they will guard your heart, honey. They've been an ounce of protection since 1968. They're in their 50th year, starting their 50th year. They've got a program that can have security officers, they're trained security officers at your location in less than 10 minutes. Yeah, less than 10 minutes. Think about that. They're also looking for really good men and women to join their force. North State Security has security tips. They have a variety of things they can do for your business and your home to keep you safe and to keep all your possessions safe. Give them a call, 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back with Shasta College men's basketball coach, Kelly Fitzhugh, and one of his players, Jordan Spastic.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia, inviting you to clean up with big savings during Reading Kia's spring cleanup sale.
Kia, America's best value gives you more, like America's best warranty and great gas mileage.
It's the 51 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. You have got to drive this car.
And you'll clean up on a new 2018 Kia Optima, EPA rated 36 miles per gallon highway, lots of room for your friends and family, and a ride you're going to love.
The 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017, is available now and at a great sale price.
And you'll really clean up with complimentary lifetime oil changes when you purchase your next vehicle at Reading Kia. So come on, take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy at your Kia Superstore.
Reading Kia's spring cleanup sale on now. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. We both own Kias and we love them.
Reading Kia, Facebook, Instagram, readingkia.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
A turtle baby. membership is your ticket to 300 acres of fun with free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year, plus discounts at the new Sheraton Hotel and the Mosaic Restaurant. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $7 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, come discover why it's wonderful. For more information, please visit turtlebay.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back to our wonderful program here. We're talking with the Shasta College. We started off with the girls' basketball, and now we're into the men's basketball. And we, you know, Carl and I are always so inspired. Peter Griggs comes on. Always brings some element of what's happening at the college. And we're just always astonished, really. I think that's a word that we could use with the quality of what's happening right here in, you know, in the North State and Shasta College and the JC level and these kids and the academia that's happening and how we're hearing each time we're inspired as to the success rate. And then hearing today that for first-time enrollers, if you're going full-time, there's free tuition, which is a phenomenal announcement today.
And that's you have to call over there to the administration, but you have to be a full-time student, and you have to have go through the counseling thing and all that kind of stuff. But free? Hey, but we're here with Kelly Fitzhugh, who is the men's basketball coach. And it's just a pleasure talking to you, as it was to Coach Jerry Brown. That, in fact, I wish this Jerry Brown had the reins instead of maybe another Jerry Brown, because this Jerry Brown has seemed very logical, and he holds people responsible for things. I mean, oh, my gosh.
Don't make it political.
I'm not making it political. And with us also is Jordan Spaschuk, who is a player out there at Shasta College, and we found out some great things about Jordan during the break. But Kelly, tell us, everybody, why going to a community college is really a great idea. You just said it during the break, and they should use you as the promoter out there.
Well, hopefully, I do that for my players, just to let them know the opportunity that they do have. And cost of education has gone so high when you go away to school. That Shasta College gives you a great environment to grow, to develop, keep it financially sound. And when you move on, you are ready for the next level. I mean, a lot of people don't always give Shasta credit for that, but they do a tremendous job.
You can keep talking. That was Governor Brown calling. He heard what I just said.
And wanted to make a comment on that.
So the
players that we have are individuals who maybe not quite as focused about what they want to do, but they know that they want to go to college, that they want to continue to grow, and this is a great environment for that. Not everybody's quite ready to move on to that next level. But the strength that they give is tremendous. And I spent those 9 years coaching at Chico State, so I know I understand what the requirements are at the university. And so community college is a great step for a lot of people.
Now, Jordan, you said something that, you know, you've been going to school there and part-time first, and then now you're going full-time. What do you when Linda asked you, what do you want to do with your life? Share with everybody what you just told us.
Yeah, so I'm going to school to be a junior high math teacher. I've always wanted to be a teacher, and math just so happens to be my best subject, so I figured I'd stick with it.
You can walk around. You can walk anywhere in the United States. I can tell you right now, son, you can go anywhere in the United States and get a job as a middle school math teacher. They're taking people who aren't math teachers and trying to make them into math teachers, but I think you've got to love math to be able to teach math that well.
And here I just have to share with you that I don't know what it is, but and it's not a stigma, because I can tell you if there were five girls here, they would say, "Did you have problems with math?" Yes. And I always felt, for me, like I could never break through. And I feel that I'd never had the right teacher to help me see it in my mind's eye because I'm a visual person. So I think that that is a changing point in one's life, as to feel if you can feel successful in math, then you can feel successful in life. I really do. It's just that you connect with something differently, right?
Sure, sure. Yeah, I think it deals with a lot of problem solving, which people may disagree, but I think it's really applicable to life. So when students are able to work through a math problem, I think they feel confidence outside of the classroom mm-hmm. and able to kind of work through issues in their life.
I think it teaches logic. Mm-hmm. And that's really a good answer, because if you can work through a math problem and using logic and reasoning, and you know what? This isn't things that people just make up, you know, so it's not subjective. I mean, this is objective that, you know, there is an answer, there is a way of doing it. So that kind of gives a stability that says, nope, I don't care where you are in the world, what language you speak, to do this math. Everybody speaks the same language. So.
Do you think that is Common Core gone?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where it is,
frankly. The teaching of Common Core, I'm asking, you know, because the reason I'm asking is because I was in a doctor, like a chiropractic office, and there was this gal who was a math teacher forever, and she's now tutoring, and talked about how Common Core was just a disaster, and it took 9 times longer than to get to it with the original, like, you know, whatever problem. So I'm just asking because, you know, let's just throw in there a simple equation and make it 10 times harder, you know. So, Coach, would you say that there's a lot of math in actual coaching? In equations?
I don't know if it's a direct equation. I mean, obviously there's stats and things that we do utilize for game management and things, the logic, of course. I mean, even that's what we try to teach our players, is the logic about why we do things, and we want a higher percent, and when do we want to do it, and how do we want to do it. So, yes, there would be some concepts in math right there.
The whole thing is getting the highest percentage shot. Is that true all the time?
Yeah, you want to get the highest percentage shot most of the time. The more you do that, and then the same thing is make it more difficult for the other opponent to get the same shot.
Well, Jordan, you're a sophomore. So here we are in March. What's next for you?
I'd love to continue playing basketball. I'm unsure as of where that is just yet. But and then when I'm finished basketball, I'd love to get involved in a grad assistant program and pursue a master's in education. So.
Okay.
Are you putting your feelers out for other universities?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Like where you want to go play basketball. Okay.
He's going to be successful no matter what he does. He's just a great individual. And to watch him grow, it's been incredible. I mean, honestly, we won the conference championship for the first time in 8 years. And he had a huge part on that. And when you talk about a teacher, you talk about a motivator, you talk about a role model and a leader, just say Jordan Spaschek. I mean, he did all that for us. I'd like to take the credit as a coach, but I understand there's so many different facets. And he really stepped up for us and helped us build our culture. And every other guy that was in that program bought into it. And it was incredible. It was an experience that I've been coaching over 30 years, and I probably have had that experience 4 times in my 30 years.
Mm.
Wow.
And guess who showed up first today for out of the entire Shasta College team that was on the air today? Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was here early.
He was here early, showed up. I mean, I noticed those things. Note take. Okay, so closing thoughts here about, you know, we've had on the women's basketball, the men's basketball. What we try to do is share with our community and our outline community. We're online. We're streaming. You know, how would you like to close the program today with a final thought?
Sure. I'd just like to share how much of a privilege it has been to be a part of Shasta College. The community atmosphere over there, the opportunity to build a relationship with my professor, given the student-to-teacher ratio, and then also just, like I said earlier, the opportunity to play for Coach Fitzhugh and the lifelong relationships that I've built, being able to play basketball. And I can't walk from one campus to the end of one campus to another without multiple faculty members asking me how I'm doing it. And not just asking me how I'm doing, but being genuinely concerned with my answer. And so, yeah, it's just been a huge honor to be a part of Shasta College.
Wow. Okay. Well, Jordan Spaschuk, who is, we've been talking to, is, you know, Peter, if I was you, I would just take what he just said, capture that in a sound bite. And when people say, why should we go to Shasta College, just play that to them. There you go. And play this whole thing about the coaches, what the coaches are saying.